right, and welcome back to the Real Mistakes Unlike podcast. I'm your host, Jake Rampy, alongside me, as usual, my co-host, Mr. Donovan Loza. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So we did take a quick little two-week break that was unintentional. Donovan forgot to inform me that he was going out of town.
I believe I did inform you.
You might have. I probably forgot. But, yes, we were out for 2 weeks. We apologize. If you're salty about it, go fuck yourself. So we like to start our podcast out the same way every single week when we do it, with our week recap. So how was your 2 weeks?
It was good. I was on vacation. I went over to Minneapolis. My oldest brother got his doctorate. And after that, we went to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Just had a nice little family getaway type deal.
Yeah. It was just you, mom, and dad, right?
Yeah. You, me, mom, and dad. I said you, nice.
Yeah, I wish.
It was me, mom, and dad, and my brother and his wife.
Oh, yeah. So. I figured they were there. They probably would have rather had me than you.
It's probably true.
Well, that's fun. Any good things happen? Fun things, good things, anything?
No, I mean, it was pretty standard. I mean, I guess the funny thing, the one funny thing is we were at this one part of the National Lakeshore up there. There was this sign that said if you look, it was like a cliff, so it was overlooking the water, and it's so clear. It's like, if you look in the water, you might be able to see some fish, some big fish, such as sturgeon. So I was like, haha, looking at sturgeon with the sturgeon.
Yeah,
and then another one was called a white sucker. So I looked at my brother, and I said, I don't need to look in the water for white suckers. They're all around us.
That's a good one.
That's it. That's it.
Huh, well, that's good. Huh, seems like you had a lot of fun.
Yes, I did. How about you? How was your 2 weeks?
Work.
Yeah, understandable. Rough.
We had the weekend, so we had, let's see, how many? What did we do? Father's Day weekend, I went to the Strawberry Festival. So that was fun. Then we stopped at the bar. And then went out to see my dad, and I cut his grass. Funny story about that. So I had my AirPods in, and I was on the mower. I was in the front yard, and I was playing Kenny. You know, you got to.
Right.
I had my cowboy hat, and I was drinking beer, Kenny. And Meg was in the bathroom, and she goes, I could hear you singing clearly.
That's funny.
I was like, oh, shit, I was going at it, huh? So that was a good time. Other than that, nothing too really, you know, out of the ordinary. Just work.
Right, right.
Looking forward to the 4th.
That'll be a good time.
Yes. So, we got some sports to talk about, sir.
We do. We absolutely do.
So, let's start in the NBA. Unfortunately, the Golden State Warriors are the 2022 NBA champions.
I mean, this doesn't come to any surprise to me. I mean, I predicted...
You did.
The series pretty much to a T, I believe. I don't remember if it was this series, but I remember I predicted it was going to be... Golden State winning. Boston may win a couple games, but it'll never be really be like a close series.
It was closer than it could have been. I mean, Boston almost forced Game 7.
I mean, it was closer than it was, but I never at any point really felt like Boston was in, like, control of the series or was, you know, threatening to win the finals.
Right. I get you. So, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got for the NBA. Let's scoot into the NFL a little bit. I know there was some news. Let's see here. There's a current ongoing stuff with Roger Goodell and Dan Snyder, so we're not going to get into that. But, you know, there's been problems with Dan Snyder all along. Unfortunate news, Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson did pass away at the age of 26. So it's very unfortunate. So thoughts and prayers out to him and his family. Do we know, oh, what a catch. Is that Quan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a catch. Do we know what, happened with him yet?
I'm not sure of the circumstances around him.
Okay.
But it's very tragic matter.
It is. I just saw it and I was like, wait, what? News from today, Rob Gronkowski officially retires from the NFL.
Mm-hmm. So it was a good career for him, although him and Tom Brady kind of can't decide if they want to play or retire.
No, they can't. I think that Gronk is
retired. I think this is it for Gronk, though.
But, I mean, what a career for him. He's always been, you know, Gronk.
You know, I think it's very hard to say that he isn't the best tight end of all time.
I mean, Tony Gonzalez, though.
I personally agree that Tony Gonzalez is the best tight end of all time, but I would not disagree if you said Rob Gronkowski.
Right. I'd say as in, like, in their times, it would be Tony Gonzalez for that time, Rob for this. It's sad to see him go, but, like, it's who they did win. But, you know, I mean, he's getting old. He's getting up there. What a shot.
He's 33 years old, and he's playing a position where he's blocking half the time, and the other half the time he's getting hit.
Yeah, it's for him, it's, you know, oh, wow. It's definitely a it was definitely time for him to hang up the cleats. I mean, so should Tom, but, like.
But, I mean, if you can continue to play the game at a high level with the passion that you can play it with, then, you know, you should stay in the game. I think Rob Gronkowski was falling under the he was starting to not really care too much.
Right.
You know, it wasn't football was no longer, like, a job for him. It was just something he was doing.
I agree with that. And then, I guess the last thing in the NFL that I really have, 20 cases just gone from Deshaun Watson.
Yep, Deshaun settled 20 cases, 20 of the 24 cases against him. It was interesting because I thought I saw that 25 and 26 were going to come against him, but I wonder now if part of this settlement is, you know, no new cases for Deshaun. You know, once again, I'm not going to get into what this means or anything. Just
right.
I'm just giving you news. Deshaun Watson has settled 20 of the 24 cases. If I had to guess, it's so he can just put this all behind him. Whether true, not true, he just wants to put it behind him and, you know, play football again.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not here to tell you if he did or not did it. I don't even know. That's
We really don't know. So that's most of our NFL news. I do have a couple things to touch on. With that new NFL uniform policy, we got the Patriot Pat back. We got the Falcons old school back. We got the Saints black helmets.
Those are going to look nice.
I mean, we're going to see more and more come out.
Right. Eagles already said they're Kelly Green
a
couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago.
So I'm anticipating maybe a you might even see a Steelers yellow helmet.
Right. Who knows? Browns won't do it. Browns will continue with the orange.
Yeah, I mean, unless – no, because that was their helmet. They don't have really a throwback.
Right.
Like, you might see maybe a an Oilers helmet for the Titans.
Yeah.
You know, a trying to think of some of these older franchises here. Maybe a Cincy White Tiger might come out. You never know.
That would look real nice.
Maybe the old school Jets logo, Giants logos.
Yeah.
So, that'll be interesting to see. I don't think we were here when Jadeveon signed back. I think we were off.
I think so, too.
So, Jadeveon Clowney did sign back, mostly because of Deshaun Watson being here. That was his big, big words, where his brother is here. So.
Yes, he said that he would have went to Atlanta if Deshaun went to Atlanta. And, you know, pretty much credited Deshaun for the reason he's in Cleveland, but he did say that when he talked to Deshaun and Deshaun asked about Cleveland, he said he did pitch Cleveland very well and very highly. So,
oh, that's good to know. I guess the other there was the other news of the Goose, Tony what was his name?
Siragusa.
Tony Siragusa. He passed away at age 55, former defensive tackle. So another unfortunate circumstance there.
Our condolences go out to Saragusa's family and Ferguson's family.
Yes, he was a vital cog in the middle of Baltimore Ravens' historic 2000 defense. At least he was a vital cog, not a small cog.
It's true.
So, but yes, very unfortunate news out of the NFL in the past couple days on those two. Let's see. In NHL, we are currently in the Stanley Cup Finals. Very exciting series with the Avs and the Lightning. Okay, currently the Avs lead the series 3-1. They came out with two opening game victories, totaling more than 7 goals. They're 14 goals, wasn't it?
I don't think it was 14. I think it might have been 12.
Let's see. They won. It was 11 goals in the first two games. It was 4-3 the first one, 7-0 the second one. Third one, the Lightning won 6-2, and then 3-2 today was the victory. So then they play again on Friday, and that one is in Tampa, I believe.
Yes, they're going back to Tampa.
No, it's in Colorado. They do.
Oh no, that's right. Cause this was game 4, not game. No, yeah, I know this was game 4.
They go. They do 3-2-3, don't they?
They do 2-2-1-1-1.
Oh, do they? Okay. So, being in game 5, oh yeah, because the Avs had the better record. So being in game 5, they'll be in Denver on Friday. So hopefully they can, you know what, for them, I hope that they can win it on their home turf.
I'd like to see them win it on home ice. I mean, I picked the Avalanche as my favorite in this series. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about it, although the last two games haven't looked great. But now you're in a position where you got to win 1 out of 3.
Yeah, 1 out of 3. I mean, the odds are for you in that case.
Exactly.
So, I like what I'm seeing out of the Avs. I hope they do it. I don't want to see back-to-back-to-back. I mean, it would be awesome to see back-to-back-to-back. You don't see that very often in pro sports like this. So, but who knows? Is there any news out of the NHL?
I don't think there's any news. Oh, Austin Matthews won MVP.
Yes.
Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche won the Norris Trophy, the best NHL defenseman. And Igor Shesterkin of the New York Rangers won the Vezina Trophy, which is the best goaltender trophy.
Okay. That's good to see. Some good, some new faces in that. Shall we touch on baseball for a second?
Let's touch baseball.
The Cleveland Indians are in first place of the American League Central.
Yes, they are. They just beat the Minnesota Twins 11-10 tonight, and they entered sole possession of first place, now up on a game.
Yeah. They have won what? In their last 20-something, they were 16-4 in their last 20 from last I saw. So that boots it up to what? In the last 22 now? They're 18-4?
Yes.
With a young, young team.
The youngest team in all of baseball.
I mean, they're just coming together, which is awesome to see.
It's good to see these young pieces, young unproven pieces start to really carve out a role, you know, everyday role in this lineup and,
yes,
you know, come together and show that the potential they have based on their farm system ranking, shows that, you know, we can develop players and that we may not be as far away from contention as we thought we were.
Yeah, because a lot of people thought we were so far away.
I will include myself. I did not think we were too close to contending.
I didn't think we were either. So let's touch on, I'm sure you haven't really watched it, but the College World Series for baseball. Oh, wow. So, unranked Oklahoma beat Texas A&M, number 5 Texas A&M, 5-1. So, they advanced to the championship series. I'm not exactly sure who they'd be facing at the moment.
I believe they're facing the winner of Arkansas and Ole Miss.
Well, because there was, yeah, they'd be facing the winner of Arkansas and Ole Miss, which is Arkansas.
Okay.
So, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Well, no, Ole Miss, Arkansas play again today. on Thursday.
Okay.
So, that's another elimination game. That's weird. Wow, what? It was a double elimination game. Okay. So, the winner of that will go on to face Oklahoma. Either way, you're going to get a future SEC championship game. So, that'd be cool to see. I'd say if Arkansas wins, let's go Razorbacks, you know?
I don't really care, to be honest.
I don't either, but, like, it's things to talk
about. Definitely not for either of those schools, but you know, I guess if Arkansas makes it, I'd have to say Arkansas.
Yeah. Let's touch on a little bit of more baseball. In the Little League World Series, Hamilton, Ohio, lost to Taylor, Michigan.
That's really unfortunate.
5-2. But Honolulu, Hawaii beat Sioux Falls, San Diego.
South Dakota.
5-0. So.
Good for those Hawaiians.
Yes. Hawaii's always been good at baseball for no reason.
They're always really good in the Little League World Series.
They are. So that'll be coming up too. Now that I think about it. That's normally in the summertime of
usually end of July there.
Yeah, and in Williamsport. And then we got we do have the cornfield game coming up too.
Field of Dreams game.
Yep. Cubs Reds. So that'll be fun. Maybe if we're both free that day. Depending on what day it is.
Yeah.
When is that game? Do we know?
Is it on the 4th?
Is that my birthday?
It might be. You know what I think it is, actually. Because I think we looked earlier, like a few weeks ago, and we said it was on your birthday.
It's on the 12th. No, that was last year. It'll be the Cubs and Reds. Yep, on my birthday. At approximately, what was it, like 7-something?
I think so. It's either 7 or 8. It might be 8 because they're in Central Time.
Yeah. Well, I'm off on my birthday, so if I'm not doing anything, and you'll be 21 by then, won't you? No, you won't. I'm an idiot. You'll be 20.
No.
19. Really? God damn, I'm stupid. I feel ridiculous.
Why?
Wait a minute. It's 23rd. Isn't today your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Donovan. Happy 19th birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, I really thought you were older than you are.
Because I am.
Well, happy birthday to our fellow co-host, Mr. Donovan Luzzo. Good thing I thought about that.
Right.
And looked at the date.
You would have figured it out eventually at some point.
Yeah. So, fuck. What was I saying? Oh, okay. Well, because my plan was to go to the bar on my birthday. So, you know, either I'll probably end up going still, but we could come and watch a little bit of the game, and if you want to come out and do some shit with us,
yeah,
you're more than welcome to. Final 6 innings. What?
Must have been rain.
Must have been. Anyway, so regardless, if we're watching it, we'll be watching it. But yeah, so that's all the sports we got. Shockingly, we thought we had a lot more. We really
did. I have one more.
Oh, no.
Of college football. The Ohio State University has officially trademarked the word "the."
I'm still shocked that they got that.
Well, because I think that everybody's just like, what, you can't use the word "the" now? If you look at it, they only trademarked it for clothing.
Right.
It's clothing for college football teams is all it is, actually. So it's just now a college football team cannot use the word "the" in their product, which... Who's using "the" in their product?
I don't know. The University of Utah.
Right. I don't think anybody else was using "the" in their product other than the Ohio State.
Yeah. So, that's good. No, also, speaking of college football, EA Sports announced about COD football game.
July 2023.
There's going to be the payouts for the thing will range from 10,000 or pay buy-ins or payouts, one of the two, range from 10,000 to 100,000. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
You know us. We'll be grinding that out. Hopefully it's available on this console.
Right. I'm thinking
it's going to be next gen.
I'm thinking it's not going to be, but, you know, it's a year away. It gives me time.
Yeah, exactly. So, with that being said, hey, what's that?
This is my phone.
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's a nice phone. Anyway,
I think it's game time.
With that being said, it's game time. So, we have a few games for you guys today.
The three we played the last week.
Yep.
We have done the podcasting.
Guess the NFL player, NFL Wordle, and where's that college? What should we start with this week?
I don't know. You tell me.
Hey, Siri. That's not... Flip a coin.
Tails.
There's three choices.
Hey, Siri. Pick a number 1 through 3.
A random number between 1 and 3 is 2.
Okay, we're starting with Wordle.
Wordle, let's get it done.
Let's go Wordle, where's that college, and guess. Let's go that way, okay?
Wordle, college, guess?
Yep.
All right.
Do you want to start or should I start? Yeah, it's your birthday. You start.
All right. Thanks, man. All right. So I have a player for you.
I don't have any backups, by the way.
I don't either.
Okay.
So. I am riding solely on who I have.
Me too.
And if you have who I have, then I'm just... Sucks.
Exactly.
You know, it is what it is. Okay, so this player that I have for you stands at a height of 6 feet and 6 inches.
All right, so I'm looking at tight end here. So I'm going to guess we're doing Wordle. So we're going to go with, Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. You have the correct conference.
Okay. So it's not a tight end. So which means it's probably not even offense. Could it possibly be... No, Jay Rams is too small. I don't think it's him, but I'm just going to guess him. Jamal Adams.
You have learned no new information.
Could it be offense? Goddamn, 6'6". The only 6'6 player I know is fucking Felipe Franks.
He plays wide receiver now.
Yeah, but it's correct conference, and I already guessed Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Let's go... Okay, I did the West. I did the South. Let's go the East. Let's go Micah Parsons.
You have learned no new information.
Okay, we're in the north. On three guesses, we're in the north. Let's see here. It can't be higher. It's not rock. No, because it's not that. What the fuck? Jared Goff.
That is the correct division. The correct team.
Give me a Lions run here.
Give you a little Lion action, huh?
Okay.
Two guesses for a Lion.
Fuck, I don't know the Lions. Is it Jeff Okuda?
That is incorrect. I will tell you that it is the correct side of the ball.
Okay.
This is his level 1.
Who did they draft? Oh, my God. I don't know. What the fuck? Okay, we're on defense. Who is their safety? No, it can't be safety. It's got to be a linebacker. And I don't think he's still on that team.
It's not a linebacker. I said no to linebacker. Michael Parsons.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Duh. Then it... got to be on offense then.
Told you it wasn't.
It's got to be a lineman then.
You're forgetting a part of the line.
Edge.
There you go.
I'm drawing a blank on their edge rushers, so.
Nothing. Do you concede?
I'm just going to go say JMO because I got nothing.
That's incorrect. The player I was looking for was who they drafted earlier, Aiden Hutchinson.
He's 6'6".
He's 6'6".
Holy shit. You know what's funny? I was actually looking at him to be on my one of them, either Guess or Wordle.
I know. I was thinking, I was like, that's a good like first guess. Get into it. I might stump you. Might catch you off, which I did.
Yeah.
Thank God. But
I got a nice 6 foot for you.
A 6 footer. How about we go with Stephon Diggs of the Buffalo Bills?
Nothing.
Okay. So it was an NFC player. Could it possibly be, I don't know, David Montgomery?
Correct division. Correct conference. That's it.
Okay. So I would imagine a defender, unless there's a 6 foot quarterback in the north, which Kirk is over 6 foot. Who did I just guess?
David Montgomery.
So Campy Fields, even though he's over 6 foot, Rodgers is over 6 foot, Goff is over 6 foot, and Cousins is over 6 foot. So we're looking at a defensive guy. We got to be looking at a linebacker. I'm going to go Eric Kendricks here.
Correct team.
Harrison Smith.
He's safety, right?
Yes.
Correct team. So that's three.
I think that was four, actually. Yeah, because it was Diggs, Montgomery, Kendricks, Smith. Yep. It's not a safety. It's not a linebacker. There's no way it's a lineman at 6 foot, so it's got to be a corner. Patrick Peterson.
Correct position.
Cameron Dantzler.
Is that your final guess?
Yes.
Incorrect.
Oh.
You were looking for the 6 foot man out of Clemson, Andrew Booth Jr.
Ah-ha.
We both got stumped on rookies.
I didn't think about him.
I'm glad that we both got stumped on rookies.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't feel as bad. All right, who do you got?
All right, sir. This player that I have for you has a stature of 6 feet and a singular inch. 6 feet one.
6'1". There's a lot of possibilities here. I'm going to go ahead and guess. What would be a good guess here? 6'1", 6'1", 6'1". Greg Newsom. I know he's not that tall, but it's a good guess.
I believe he is 6'1", actually.
Oh, okay.
But that is not the player you were looking for. But that is the correct conference you were looking for. That is all I can give you.
Okay, correct conference. Got it.
Yes, it's an AFC player.
Okay. Let's go with, fuck, I don't think, no, he's not that tall, I know that for a fact. Tua. No, he's not 6'1", but fuck it, Tua.
That is the correct division. That is the correct ball club. That's all I have for you.
Jerome Baker.
Nothing new learned.
Okay.
All you have to learn is position. So,
three guesses. I have the team, so that's pretty damn good.
Right.
Xavien Howard.
Nothing new.
Okay. It's got to be an offensive player. So we're going to go with a little Mike Gesicki here.
Nothing new.
Okay, so I'm going to do some. What did I do? I went
Newsom, Tua.
Newsom, Tua, Gesicki, and Jerome.
Gesicki, Jerome, and Howard. And Howard.
So, I don't think it's going to be Devontae Parker.
He plays for the Patriots.
I know, that's going through my line here. I know it's not Miles Gaskin because he's not that fucking tall. Better not be their fucking punter.
It is not a special teams player.
Okay. That would be an asshole move. But I kind of like it. So I think I have an idea.
Next week we're just going to do all kickers and punters. Kicker, punter, long snapper.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank here. Ogba doesn't play there anymore. I don't even know the wide receiver core anymore. Is it Waddle?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
It is not Jalen Waddle. The player you were looking for was Javon Holland.
Ah, it was a good one.
But I can't believe you forgot about safety. I was going to say something, but I was like,
Nah, I don't expect you to say anything. I'm going to go with a nice height of 5'8".
That is a shorty. I'm going to start off with, no, he's 5'7". See, if we were going college football, I'd say Mayan Williams, because I know he's 5'8". But it's got to be a running back or a receiver. It can't be any, maybe a corner. But I'd start with running back would be my first guess. You know, I'll say Michael Carter, New York Jets running back.
God damn.
Was that it?
You got it on the first guess. Wow.
That is impressive.
That was impressive. Wow.
All right, this final player I have for you in the Wordle has a stature of 6'2".
6'2".
A 6'2" man.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just say Jared Goff.
That is the correct conference.
Dak Prescott.
Nothing new learned.
Okay, so a south or a west? Let's go with Tyler Higbee.
That is the correct division and the correct team.
Van Jefferson.
Nothing new learned.
Okay, so we're looking at defensive side of the ball.
Yes, we are.
Let's see here. Aaron Donald.
Is this guess 5?
Yes.
It is not Aaron Donald.
Okay. No way it's Ramsey because he's 5'11". Or 5'10", one of the two. Is he, he's 5'11", isn't he?
I think he's 6'1", actually.
Oh, okay.
6 or 6'1", I don't know.
Troy Smith. Or Troy Hill, I mean.
Troy Hill? That's my final guess. That is incorrect. The player you're looking for was linebacker Ernest Jones.
Okay, that's a good one.
He's kind of getting swept under the rug now because of Bobby Wags, but...
Oh, yeah, I forgot B. Wags went there. All right, I got 6'1" for you.
All right, we're going to start off with a nice, solid guess of Baker Mayfield.
He's definitely not 6'1", and that's definitely incorrect.
You want to bet? Because I bet you he's 6'1".
He's a good 5'11". No, his stats show 6'1". He ain't 6'1".
Okay. 6'1".
Incorrect everything.
Okay. So it's an NFC player.
Yeah.
Not a quarterback. Probably somebody like CeeDee Lamb.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, it is my guess.
Nothing new learned.
Well, that's impossible.
Other than the fact that it's NFC.
Thank you. All right, we are going to go with a good-sized running back out of the NFC South, Christian McCaffrey.
Nothing new learned.
Okay,
Baker... CD, CMC.
Yes, so we are looking defensively here. We're looking probably linebacker, maybe. We're going to go Devondre Campbell. Linebacker, Packers.
Correct position.
So linebacker in the West. This is unfortunate. I have two guesses and four teams. Thinking of the teams right now. Fred Warner.
Correct division. If you wouldn't have guessed Baker fucking Mayfield, you would have had an extra guess.
Well?
The man who isn't fucking playing for a team.
He's on the Browns.
He's on the Browns.
He's on the Browns. It's a legitimate answer.
Got one more.
It's a legitimate thing, okay? What if you did Bobby Wagner?
I recommend that you don't guess Bobby Wagner. I will give you that hint.
I appreciate that.
That leaves you with two teams for one guess.
I know. We're going to go final guess. Jordan Brooks of the Seattle Seahawks.
Incorrect. The player you were looking for is Mr. Tanner Vallejo, 6'1 linebacker from the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm not upset anymore.
I saw it and I was like, yep, I got to do it. I have to. All right, guess that college. You got four, correct?
I have four.
Okay, so do I. So how do we do it? We get a state, right? Or no, we get the college name.
That's right. Yeah, we have to get the college name if we guess the state.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, am I starting again?
Or do you want me to start this one?
You can start this one, because then I can start the last one.
University of the Southwest.
University of the Southwest. I'm going to go New Mexico.
Correct.
Nice. All right. 1-0. I like that. I like that. All right. I'm going to start you off with Whitworth University. You think that's a good one? Wait for my other three.
I so badly want to say Los Angeles just because of Andrew Whitworth. But I'm going to go with, like, fucking Idaho.
Very close. Washington.
Oh, okay.
Neighboring state. You know what's funny is I actually looked up Idaho colleges, but I ended up just going with that one because I saw it and I was like, all right, that's a funky little one.
Fair enough. All right, the next one I got for you. Regent University.
Regent. I'm going to go with the solid Illinois here.
No. It's Virginia. Ah. Virginia Beach, Virginia.
It's my second guess.
Was it really?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, there's 50 states. All right, my number two for you. Landmark College.
Fucking wow.
Yeah, it. They're not very well-known places I picked.
Oh. I'm going to go with Wyoming.
No, it is Vermont.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. I got Seminole State College.
Seminole or Seminole?
Like, not like Florida State Seminoles, but like...
Like Seminole Vesicle?
Yes.
Like your balls?
Yeah, Seminole Vesicle.
Like S-E-M-I-N-A-L?
Yes.
It's just Seminole College?
Yes.
Is it Borromeo Seminole College?
No, it's not Borromeo Seminole.
Okay. We're just going to guess Nebraska.
No. Sanford, Florida.
How did I know it was in Florida? All right. I have Madonna University.
Madonna. Jesus Christ. We're going to go with, like, fucking, I don't know, Louisiana.
That is incorrect. The state I was looking for was Michigan.
All right. Jacksonville State University.
Jacksonville State University is in Alabama. There's multiple Jacksonville State Universities, isn't there?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Incorrect. You were looking for Jacksonville State University in Jacksonville, Florida.
Reverse psychology.
Yep.
All right. My final one I have for you is Turtle Mountain Community College. I had to try so hard not to just bust out laughing when I first saw it. I was like, oh, my God, that's it. That's the winner. That's the last one.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Turtle Mountain Community College.
Wow. That doesn't help me at all.
Yeah, I assume it did not.
We're going to go with New Hampshire.
That is incorrect. The answer I was looking for was North Dakota.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they got all the mountains up in North fucking Dakota.
The Turtle Mountains.
Yeah. All right.
That might be the most ridiculous name I've ever seen for a school.
Yes. All right, we got guess the NFL player. Okay, yeah. 30 seconds, correct? Well, wait. Did you go, like, easy, medium, hard, or did you go, like, hard, 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 easy, easy, easy?
It's kind of, like, I'd say medium, hard for all of them. I'll give you 50 seconds for all of them.
Okay.
For mine, I'm giving you 50. You don't have to give me the same if yours are easy or harder.
I mean, mine are kind of all over the place, too, so okay. I'll decide by the player, you know.
Makes sense.
So, it's your go.
Well, I may give you less time for one of them because it's... I'm going to give you less time for this first one because this will be should be the easiest one.
Okay.
I'll give you 40.
Okay.
All right. On your first guess.
Real, correct?
This is a... All of my players today are real players.
Okay, so are mine.
Okay.
Current or former?
Current player.
AFC?
No.
NFC?
Yes.
East?
No.
North?
No.
South?
Yes.
West? Oh, South?
South.
Falcons?
No.
Panthers?
No.
Bucks?
Yes.
Defense?
No.
Offense?
Yes.
Running back?
Yes.
Leonard Fournette?
Yes.
Okay.
15 seconds. I only need to give you 30 there.
That wasn't too bad. All right. So, I'm going to give you 30 on this one.
Okay.
Okay. You ready? On your first guess.
Current or former?
Former.
AFC?
Yes.
North?
Yes.
Browns?
Yes.
Offense?
Yes.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
No.
Receiver?
Yes.
Josh Cribbs?
No.
Fuck, I hate when you give me these former players. Andrew Hawkins.
Yes. 15 seconds.
That was a great line of dialogue right there. I hate when you give me former players, guess it's the former player.
Because, okay, so I looked at former Browns players, and I saw someone with the last name close to Hawkins. I forget what the name was.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, Andrew Hawkins. That's it.
That's a good one. I like Andrew Hawkins. All right, I'm gonna give you 40 again. I may give you an extra 5 if you're not getting it, but...
Okay.
40 seconds on your question, real player.
Current or former?
Current player.
Offense?
No.
Defense?
Yes.
AFC?
No. Yes. AFC? Yes, AFC.
Okay, North?
No.
South?
No.
East?
No.
West?
Yes.
The Raiders?
No.
Chiefs?
Yes.
Offense?
No.
Fuck, it was defense. Corner?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I can't give you that answer.
Oh, fucker. Chiefs, right? It was Chiefs?
Chiefs. Okay. Chiefs corner.
Because they don't have, like, name brand corners anymore.
No, they don't.
Well, 40 seconds, so. I got nothing.
Nothing?
No.
The answer I was looking for was Trent McDuffie.
Oh, motherfucker.
First round rookie out of the Washington University. I forgot
he went there.
University of Washington Husky.
I forgot he went there.
In Seattle, Washington.
You ready?
Yes.
On your guess.
Current or former?
Hold on. You're getting 30 on this one.
Okay. Current or former?
Current.
AFC?
No.
NFC West?
No.
South?
No.
East?
No.
North?
Yes.
Bears?
No.
Packers?
No.
Vikings?
No.
Lions offense?
Yes. No.
Defense?
Yes.
Edge?
No.
Defensive line?
No.
Linebacker?
No.
Corner?
Yes.
Jeff Okuda.
Yes. I kind of went easier today. That is until, you know.
Until this last one.
Yeah.
All right. I have a real player for you. I'm going to give you 45.
Okay.
On your guess.
Current or former?
Former.
Offense?
Yes.
North. AFC North.
AFC North, yes.
Cleveland?
No.
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Who's offense?
Yes.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
No.
Wide receiver?
No.
Tight end?
Yes.
Oh. Was he a guy? He was a tight end. What is his fucking name? It was the guy I actually. Hines. No, he wasn't a tight end. He was a wide receiver.
No, he was a receiver. Hines Ward's a receiver.
Hines Ward. Freiermuth is current. God, I don't know any of their former tight ends. That's bad, isn't it? Well, you can just go ahead and stop it. I'm going to say Freiermuth.
All right, final guess. I'll give you one more guess.
Freiermuth.
No, the player I was looking for was Heath Miller.
Yep.
Sometimes it's just one of those days.
Yep.
I really had high hopes you were going to get that one.
When you're guessing, like, okay.
I know, it's so different. It's
so difficult.
It's so different when you're on the guessing side. Like, when you're not on the guessing side, you're like, oh, this is too easy. But then when you're on, like, when you're on the answer side, like the time side, then you're like, oh, this is going to be easy. He's going to get it in like 20 seconds.
Right.
Then when you're on the guessing side, you're like, fuck, I'm never going to get this.
Yeah. I drew a complete blank. Actually, I'm going to switch my final or my other one. Hold on.
Garrett Wilson.
No, stop guessing.
Chris Olave. Now I'm done guessing.
Ooh, that's a good one, actually. I don't know. Should I do that? I think I should.
While we're having this little switch time, I am just going to plug my university. The school that trademarked the with the current greatest recruiter in the nation with Brian Hartline managed in the past 3 days to land back-to-back-to-back top 10 receivers in the 2023 class. We got a pair of 5 stars in Carnell Tate and Brandon Innis, and then just yesterday we landed the commitment of Noah Rogers, so it's 14 stars in the span of 3 days in the wide receiver room. Yeah, I mean, I don't. If you're a receiver, I don't know why you go anywhere else. That's it. That's all. That's it.
Okay. I do want to do a fourth one with you.
Okay.
Okay.
I can come up with a fourth one real quick.
Oh, I was just going to give it to you. I mean, if you want to come up with a fourth one.
I can come up with a fourth one if you want.
Okay. My fourth one's going to be, like, super easy, though.
Okay.
So, or it should be.
Okay. Again. Then I'll give you a pretty easy one for the fourth one.
On the guessing side, you know.
Right, right. No, I get it.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you 40 seconds on this one.
Okay.
Possibly 45 if you're struggling.
I got you.
Okay. On your first guess.
Current or former?
Former.
AFC?
No.
NFC? Yes. North?
No.
East?
No.
West?
Yes.
Rams?
No.
Cardinals?
No.
49ers?
No.
So it's Seahawks?
Yes.
Offense?
Yes.
Quarterback?
Yes.
Matt Hasselbeck?
No.
Man, you're going to real test me here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great test.
Yeah, it's one I'm not going to pass. Ken Wisenhunt ever the quarterback there?
I don't know, but that's not the answer.
Okay.
I forgot about him.
He was a coach for a minute.
He was?
He was a terrible coach in Arizona.
Okay, you get 45.
Charlie Fry, Charlie Batch. I don't think either one of them played there. Seneca Wallace.
Nope. Final guess.
I felt real good about Seneca Wallace. Matt Flynn is my final guess.
Incorrect. The player you were looking for was pretty boy himself, Mr. Brady Quinn.
Oh, he played for Seattle?
Yeah.
I think I actually did know that. Was he a backup for Russell, or was he a backup for...
I don't know if he was a starter. Let's look it up.
The pre-Russell days.
So, just so you know, I did flip a coin to decide between the two players. You want to know what... Brady Quinn was one.
Uh-huh.
And he was heads. You want to know who the other one was?
Who was the other one?
He also ironically played for the Browns at one point.
Jake DeLome?
Nope.
Seneca Wallace?
No.
I don't know, dude. Brandon Whedon?
Nope. You're thinking too far.
Joe Thomas?
No.
Cody Kessler? Kevin Hogan?
No.
Sean Kizer?
No.
I don't know. Just fucking tell me.
Starts with a D, and last name starts with a D.
DD or something D?
Starts with a D.
Like his first name, too?
No.
Just his last name?
Last name.
Okay. DeKaiser, DeEverett, DeShazer, DeBalls, Dog, Barkevious Mingo.
It was a quarterback.
Davis.
He did back up Russell Wilson, by the way. No, Trent Dilfer.
Trent Dilfer. Oh, my God. I forgot about him.
That was my... other one that I decided between. I was like, which one can I get him on? I would have gotten you on either, clearly.
That is a good one.
All right, go ahead. Give me one more.
Well, if you let me think for like 30 seconds. Oh, I have a good one for you.
Okay.
I'll give you 40 seconds on your first guess.
Okay. Current or former?
Former.
Offense?
Yes.
Browns?
Yes.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
No.
Wide receiver?
Yes.
Travis Benjamin.
No.
Brian Hartline.
Yep.
I only needed 9 seconds for that one.
I know. Well, I guess I was just trying to see if you would just disregard that I was mentioning him.
Okay. I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
Okay.
On your guess.
Current or former?
Current.
AFC?
No.
NFC North?
No.
West? East?
Yes.
West?
Yep.
Rams?
No.
49ers?
No.
Cardinals?
No.
Seahawks offense?
Yes.
Quarterback?
No.
Running back?
Yes.
Rashad Penny?
No.
Chris Carson?
No.
What do you mean I'll get this? I should know who else is on this running in this running back room.
You should.
DJ Dallas?
No.
Travis Homer?
No.
There's got to be one person in the room. Oh, Kenneth Walker.
Yep. You got it. Just in time, too. 29.51 seconds.
That's crazy.
I should have said no because you didn't say his name right.
Kenneth Walker III.
There you go. Yeah, he was my the third one there, and I was like, wait, I have a better one. I need to clarify. Oh, geez. So, I do have one more thing for you.
Do you?
Yes.
Is it the jib jab?
No. Here, make some filler talk.
So some filler talk I have. Today's opinion is brought to you by the NCAA. I don't really know. I think NCAA football is really cool. I think it's better than college football. It is college football. I think it's better than NFL football. I just like the product more. I personally feel like I can sit down and watch a bunch of college football games way easier than I can sit down and watch a bunch of NFL games.
Me too.
I don't know. I think it's just something to do with the tradition and atmosphere of the games. It just feels like it's worth watching. Where NFL, it's kind of like this is just results for a, you know, these are just, it's a biz. The NFL, it's more geared toward being a business, an entertainment business. And it's regular season games are, you know, I do enjoy them. I do watch, you know, one in every slot, you know, the 1, 4, 8. On Sundays, all I'm watching is NFL football. So don't take it as I hate NFL football. I love it, but NFL regular season games seem more of like just results for the playoffs, where it's like, you know, you make the playoffs or you don't make the playoffs. Where in NCAA, you may not make the playoffs, and I mean most teams know they're not making the playoffs, but you can still gauge, you know, success of a program on a bowl game. You know, for instance, you know, let's say. This is gonna annoy some Tennessee fans, which is okay with me because they're getting really upset about Carnell Tate coming to Ohio State. But if Tennessee was to go out and win a New Year's Six Bowl this year, I would call that a really good season for them.
Even if they win a bowl game, that's a good season for them.
Recently. Like a more of a high end bowl game, like even like
the Music City Bowl.
I don't even think they could beat Vanderbilt in the Music City Bowl.
They could beat Vanderbilt.
I'd hope they could beat Vanderbilt. I think
if they had to go up against like Liberty. That might be tough for them.
Right.
Or like, not Bowling Green. Let's go with Northern Illinois. That might be tough for them. Noah Rogers commit to Ohio State, too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But yeah, fucking Tennessee.
Like in college football, you can gauge success on, like, you know, it's not just did you make the playoffs or not. Which, I mean, I do like that aspect of the NFL. Keeps it more competitive. Whereas in college football, I mean, really the only competing teams are you're going to have one team who's like a blue blood type team who's making a good push in that year. Usually, you know, you have your Ohio State, your Georgia, your Alabama, your Clemson.
I wouldn't really call Georgia a blue blood, though. They've had recent success.
I mean, that's a fair assessment.
I wouldn't even call Clemson a blue blood
because they've had
recent success.
Right, I'm saying
blue bloods right now are Alabama and Ohio State.
Right, those two are...
They've been there since the start.
Those two since... Probably the 60s have been the cream of the crop in college football.
If we really want to talk about blue blood, it would be like Nebraska, too.
It would be like Nebraska, Texas, Michigan, Texas.
And fucking...
USC, Miami, Notre Dame.
Yeah. But if we're talking current blue bloods, if you will, it's Alabama, Ohio State, by far.
Right.
Continue.
But yeah, I mean, those are the teams you're going to have competing, like Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia... You know, I'd say USC now. Oklahoma's been competitive. Texas will never get there. LSU's been competitive. Texas A&M has been on the cusp, but, you know, they're not good enough to break through.
Yet.
No, they're not good enough to break through.
They might have a chance this year.
They have a really good class, but Jimbo Fisher is still their coach.
But if we look at, like, Texas and Oklahoma, I don't see them getting in this year.
I don't see either one of them.
Oklahoma and Clemson. I don't see them getting in.
I think Clemson is the best shot, but what they're going to have to do is either DJ is going to need to have some drastic improvement, which he's very talented, so he might be able to. You know, I would not count him out, but they also got Cade Klubnik, a five-star quarterback. So, you know, if they go to the position where DJ is not performing up to expectations, they can throw Cade in there.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, even if he isn't, like, super, super successful, leads him to, like, a 10-2 type season, you know, like, maybe, like, an Orange Bowl appearance type deal, Cheez-It Bowl, something like that. Cheez-It Bowl. Then, you know, you're getting this guy valuable experience to be the starter next year as well, since he's only going to be 18, 19 years old.
Right. So, the final thing that I have for you.
Okay.
Is a little guess that obscure quarterback.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Let me start with this young man. Not really young anymore, but he went to Kentucky for 3 years. He went undrafted in 04. He played for the Giants from 04 to 07, Colts in 08, the Kentucky Horsemen in 09, Northern Kentucky River Monsters in 11, the Owensboro Rage in 2013, and the Northern Kentucky River Monsters again in 2014. He's a Super Bowl champion, second team All-SEC, first team All-UIFL, and a UIFL MVP. His career statistics, 0-0 for touchdown interception, 28 passing yards, and a 58.3 passer rating. Most notably, wore number 13.
Could I have a weight and throwing hand on this guy?
No.
No?
Nope.
No, because it would have given away that it's Jared Lorenzen.
Yep. The hefty lefty, Jared Lorenzen.
As soon as you said Kentucky, that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
Well, I said young man and then realized he died in 2019, so he's not young and he's not a man anymore.
That's terrible.
That is awful.
But it's funny.
So, with that being said,
let's get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you all for listening. You know, let's be active on the Twitter page. You know, we're going to post some more stuff to YouTube and stuff like that. Instagram, we've been slacking. We got to get better on that.
I know. We've been slacking hardcore.
We do have daily lives, too, so it's difficult. But with that being said, thank you for listening, and I appreciate it. If you like us, tell your friends. If you don't like us,
then that's kind of shitty of you to not like us.
I think we're pretty likable.
I think we're likable people. I mean, I would, you know, obviously everyone's not for everyone, but I'd say, you know, we're pretty likable people.
Yeah, we got some pretty questionable views on things, but like...
Questionable views, questionable joke bases, but we're likable people, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, what's New Yorker's favorite kind of pizza?
Rat.
Two large planes. Anyway, that being said, guys, thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week. Do you have anything to say?
The only thing I have to say is I appreciate your guys' support.
You want to say anything to your friend in Qatar?
Qatar, my friend Qatar, my friend in Qatar. I hope you're doing well, and thank you for your support. Most of all,
yes.
I don't know how I would continue to go on without our friend in Qatar.
What about Saralika?
Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka, that's it.
My friend in Sri Lanka and my friend in Qatar. I hope you two know each other, because I want you two to be like the best of friends, because you two are the most amazing people that I know.
Exactly. So with that being said, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye, bitches.
Goodbye.